Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundry. We're doing our T-Theory observations for Sunday, the October 24th, 2010. And we're going to cover quite a few topics and many charts you see here today. But the main thing is that I want to start out with a top-down view, which means that the first chart we're going to look at is the channels chart from the 40-year cycle theory. And we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, which is for the stock market, we're seeing signs of a top, and Jeffrey Young has produced a good, solid piece of work on the indicator using the 50-day stocks above the 50-day moving average, which is it will be covered in the later part. And we're seeing corrections in bonds and gold, and probably going to be starting to see corrections in the stock market. I think the gold is pretty well will take care of itself, all right. And I think that there isn't anything too much in the treasury bonds, but it is an interesting problem because I have these questions on people, a lot of people who have set up treasury bonds as their indicator, as their major investment for a major conservative investment anyway. So I'll touch on that when we get down to some of the smaller charts. Let's switch over to, we're going to talk about the long-term 40-year cycle chart, which has the channels, and the channels, of course, are the big items. Before I begin this, I would point out that there's an article in the Barron's that had shown up in the last Saturday by a strategist who is sees in his crystal ball a huge rise in interest rates, which are going to destroy the bonds, and that you'd better get into common stocks. Well, we've seen that one before, and that's what strategists are paid for, to sell you that. And so I wanted just to set people's, keep your eye focused on the big picture, tell you about the things in the channels. I developed this chart here, which has got basically the Dow Jones Industrial Average and its predecessors, showing it going up into a channel, with the major lows down at the green level, coming in depressions in the just before 1850, 1932, and another one scheduled to come up in the going towards 2020, could be 2015, 16, something like that. Maybe your guesses, but down in the oscillator where you have the basically, it's like the McClellan oscillator working off the percentage changes, but it's 20 and 40 year moving averages, so it's a very, very slow moving type of a thing. You get this alternating high and low about 40 years between successive highs and successive lows. So anyway, we see this article. The guy says this is going to be just like 1974, and if you go back to 1974, what you had was you had a situation of gold rising like it is today, and you had but you had interest rates had exploded, and if you look at the prices in the channel right around the green line there, in the 1970s, you can see that you went into a trading range. So the thesis is basically the common stocks are bottoming out here, and interest rates are going to blow up, will destroy the bond market, and the gold is probably going to collapse at some point, and everything's going to be hunky-dory, and just going to keep moving up this channel, and everything's going to come out right. Well, that's exactly the wrong conclusion you get from this chart. This chart hasn't given me any problems ever since I invented it, probably 15 in crude form and 20 years ago, and in order to pick up the big rally in that, which we call the mega T. But you can see what the problem is here is that why you want to pay attention to this is because this is an oscillator. The blue thing down here, it has a tendency to shift between peaks in upside momentum, like in 1929, and you can see in 2000 it was the same peak up there. Now the strategists weren't telling you that the year 2000 was like 1929; you should sell all your common stocks. They were just at that time they're just pushing that it's a great momentum, stuff like that. Then you see that the momentum oscillator came down. And then it went sideways for a while, and then in the last high there, you go right where the question mark is there, you see you have this sideways trend that's a ledge pattern, okay? It's not oversold. So you think that if an oscillator reaches its peak momentum, it's going to go to the zero line, so it went to the zero line, and it got crushed. Now the inference is being made that now that you're at the zero line, which is the same as the zero line in the 70s in here, that it's just going to bounce along as though oscillators never go down to the negative side. Well, they do go oversold, but the oversold only comes when you're going to a depression, and those are basically come at 80-year intervals. So if you go back to 1850 and then the 30s, and then the next depression is expected to come in, and what we're saying is that you're going to go to the oversold condition. And who is a strategist is basically trying to sell people to buy common stocks. The Federal Reserve is very much in the same position. Their whole quantitative easing things is we want people to buy higher risk assets. In other words, get the money out of the stagnant bonds. Because if you look at the money flows, investors won't have anything to do with common stocks anymore. They got them, maybe they'll hold them. But the money flow is all going into bonds, et cetera. So what the person is trying to say is that this oscillator is never going to go below the neutral line but except by token amounts, and you can keep doing it. But if you look back, you can see that there are these places when you go into the asset, and when you do that, which is what you will do by the time you get to the year 2020, everybody's going to be wiped out. And the only people that are going to survive that are the number of people who survived the 32. We don't know too much about the 1840 type environment. Common stock probably wasn't even a great. The country was fragile then anyway. Okay, but what you're going to have to do is figure out how to get out of this stuff. And these other arguments that you give are all nonsensical. The person is looking back to 74, is looking back 36 years, and they think that's a long time to look back. Okay. But it doesn't count because the cycle's come as much longer. And the people that are familiar with this cycle and would spot the similarity right now are all under the earth. Okay, that nobody lives from one of these cycles to the other. So the people are all dead. They learned the lesson in the 30s. They're all dead now. Okay, so what they're doing is they're just coming back to a nonsensical argument. So if you're in a conservative state where you're talking about judgment, you don't ever want to let up on that kind of an argument, because oscillators cannot stay overbought for indefinitely. They do swing to the other side, and this is the case where you're going to swing to the downside. When you go down the side, the money isn't real. The treasury bonds may not be real because the country is clearly got some problems. And as far as your retirement, a lot of us are facing retirement and so forth. You can see what's happening in England is they're cutting back on they say that they can't afford the retirement programs. Retirement programs have been funded by common stocks, and they get off that. They're being funded probably by bonds now, but the bond yields are going down to the point where they're not getting enough of a return in order to pay off whatever the obligations are going to be. And so you get this, it's trouble all the way. And the number of people that have escaped these major declines is going to be like 1% of the people or 2% of the people. So you just want to make sure you're not in the 99% of the people who are well-meaning, intelligent people who just got themselves wiped out. Now, and the other thing that I want to bring up in this one is that I have the crisis opportunity, which is underneath the lows. And so you're looking for a crisis opportunity to buy something, right? So you think that if you win that battle and you get down there and you get this crisis opportunity, which is a really good place with the PE ratios that get down to very, very low valuations, like 7 or under that, versus 21 now, based on Shiller's definition, which I discussed in an earlier program. You'll notice that the crisis opportunity, it does have an oscillator low, but like all oscillator patterns, when you get oversold, you tend to top out at the zero line, which is neutral, you see? So it comes out from a period just before 1850, and by the time you're getting into the 1850s, you're making tops around the zero line. Then you have this drop back to a higher bottom, which occurs now in the 1860s. You see the same event in the 32 case. The 32, you get the crisis opportunity, the oscillator comes up to the zero line, and then it pulls back. And so by the time you're in the 40s, you're going to have another crisis. So you even get two crisis opportunities to buy common stocks. Well, that's doubly good. But I mean, if you didn't get if you got caught in the first crisis opportunity, you're probably going to get caught in the second. By the time they'll bury you, if they don't bury you in the first one, they'll bury you on the second one. oh, it's not so severe, because by the time they bury the first one, there's no opportunities to make money. You can be out of work and so forth. You go up here, and if you double down on that one, that they get you knocked out on the second one. So even though we say there's a depression coming, and you know the period coming into 2020, you make a low. All you're going to do is your oscillator is going to be down below. When you come back up to the neutral line, they're going to hit you the second time. So somebody like myself that is 71 years old and good health, I probably can have a good chance to see the first one coming in. But after the rally, they're going to get hit you again. So you have your work cut out for yourself, and you have to be somewhat flexible and somewhat anticipatory that it's not going to be an easy game to play. And if you want to be the 1% that survives, you can't go around listening to all the stuff. You have to apply some logic to the channels in here. And so that's the main thing that I just wanted to point out here, is that it's a very, very difficult problem. And basically, if you look at you had the first wave from 2000 down, then you had the second wave coming down. Now it's the third wave after we finish off this recovery here, which would be top out, then it's going to start to, the oscillator is going to start to roll. Then you're going to go into the third selling wave, and the third selling wave is going to take you down where the green low is. And when you go down there, you're going to find out that some very unpleasant things are going to happen, and they're already unpleasant enough. And so, if unemployment is running close to 10% now, by the time you get that one down there, they'll be running to 15 to 20%. Looks just like the Great Depression period. The oscillator is going to look like the Great Depression period. And at 20%, you have no chance whatsoever to find opportunities to make money, because they've all been squashed, found to be bogus, and so forth. Actually, the gold is the only one. That's the lesson on that one. I think that's probably enough of the depressing part on that picture there. But it is the first thing that I'll be doing when I do my tutorials is to look at this, because oscillators are known to go from peaks to valleys. And when you set up a symmetrical oscillator like the McClellan oscillator, you will never see a period of a respectable history where it stops at the zero line forever. I mean, it does have to be symmetrical and go to the downside. And the symmetry is what's going to kill you, and it's all built into the system now with the debt loads and so forth. So the other thing is, you don't want to have any debts if you can avoid them at all. When I was doing my building, I built a very large house and so forth. I always did it you talk about another nonsensical argument of recommendations. I always did it with the adjustable rate mortgage. And all the time that I was doing this, people were coming in, all the netwits would come in and say, this is the time to take your variable rate and put it into a fixed rate, so you know you're not going to be surprised by a high rate. You're going into an inflationary period, and you're always paying points and stuff like this to go up to get rid of the high interest rates when they go into zero. Okay, so that's what they're selling on you. But the point is that if you are going into a depression, you always want to link yourself to the rates, because if you borrowed money, because in the end, could be very much like the Japanese, where the rates go negative, long-term rates, because they essentially go to zero, then they go a little bit negative, but they really can't get down to zero. And so the interest that you pay just falls away, and so your debt load, your payment load goes down on your you have to pay off your loan and so forth. But if the rates get down to zero, it's a lot easier. If you have runaway inflation, it's true it goes up there, but usually in runaway inflation, those are pretty good times. Or high inflation or normal inflation is pretty good times. So you always, on your loans, you always want to be on guard for the disaster and make sure that in the disaster you don't pay any interest rates. So you have to have them flexible with that. Of course, if you're retiring and you're looking for interest rates, the zero interest rate is what the problem is going to be, for particularly when stocks go down. However, if they get low enough, the first low, you want to buy common stocks that have income in them, even though you have that the recovery would be quite good. You know, last for 3 or 4 or 5 years. So I just throw that in the end there, that there's ways to get around these problems. Once you understand what the problem is, there's ways to figure out how to get around the problem. But listening to these other people isn't going to get it to you. Okay, so now we'll be back. We'll start down our refinement in the mega T, the gold and the treasury bonds and stuff like that.